Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We're back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so instead of talking about football, right, I'm going to talk about the theater, okay, Broadway, which really isn't my wheelhouse. I don't really know much about plays. I don't go to plays a lot. My very first play I went to was, I think, Les Mis, when I was in college, and that, like, blew me away, and I cried. I mean, I cried. That was in the days when I never cried. And for a play to make me cry starts to kind of freak me out, going, wait a second, okay, maybe I'm a little less superficial than I thought I was. And I knew about the play Wicked. My cousin, he's like a fourth cousin to me, Joel Grey, was in the original with Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth. And so you would think I would be more involved in Broadway, but I'm not. And I would love to speak to my cousin. He and I have never talked, but, you know, he's my peep. He's my... Yeah, well, he's related to my mom's side, so you'd think I'd be like, hey, Joel, what's up? And Jennifer, I don't know where Jennifer is. Jennifer, girl? Anyway, so I should have a conversation with him one of these days. But, so I never saw Wicked. I saw Book of Mormon. I've seen Les Mis twice. I saw Sister Act. You know, because for me, like Lion King, I like plays where I know the songs and I could just sit there and, you know, just zone out. And people always said, well, Wicked was kind of deep. You got to go see Wicked. I'm like, I'm not ready for anything deep. And I didn't know what it was about until I read up on it when my friends said they wanted to go. And I guess it's the prequel to Wizard of Oz. And I think prequels are really, really cool. Right? That's like the big thing now in show business is like Jack Ryan, right? You know, you take shows and you go back to before they did the movie. And that stuff is really, really cool. So, we went to see Wicked, and I was blown away, but I was blown away because there's a lot of real-life analogies. Okay, so you would think Wicked would just have to do with the two witches, you know, the good witch, Glinda, and the other witch, Elfie, the Wicked Witch of the West. And it was more than that. And you're watching this, and you're like, okay, these writers, they really know real life. And it was, like, almost too deep. So basically, how I looked at it, and, you know, remember, I'm not very, very good at looking at literature. Is it the right side of the brain? Right side of the brain is math. Left side of the brain is like literature. Okay, my left side of the brain is like useless. So is my left hand. I can't do anything with my left hand. I can't brush my hair. I can't do anything with my left hand. So the left side of my body sucks. But, when you're watching it, it starts out, I'm not going to like blow it for you guys, but you know you have the good witch and you got the bad witch, right? Okay, so the good witch, Glinda, okay, she's popular, she's beautiful, and then you got, you know, Elfie, or Elphaba, who is green and ugly and, you know, and there's that song Popular, that's like a famous song in Wicked, right? And so you look at the blonde who has it all, okay, right? Okay. No, that's not why I went blonde. I went blonde because I was turning gray. And you see people in school, all popular, all pretty, or really good in sports. And they're the ones that you actually need to kind of feel sorry for. The ones who always seem to have to struggle, the ones that aren't pretty, like me, I was like always a two, you know? Not a size 2, okay? I know, yes, I'm very well aware that I was not a size 2. I said like a level 2, okay? Thank you for now really making me feel like crap. But those of us that never were at that stature, we kind of had our foundation down. You see, when you're up at the top, you're always going to lose it. You're always going to lose it. You're always going to, you know, lose the, you know, fame. You know, even these actors and actresses that are the most famous, after a while, people are like, who are they? You know, time changes, and you could be at the top, and you start to slip from the top. And so your whole fight is trying not to fall from the top and trying to do damage control. That doesn't put you in a position of strength. What puts you in a position of strength is having a base where you really know that base. Like me, I knew my level. My level was 2, and I had that down. And I had that whole terrain, right, just so down that all I had to do was try to fight up, and I had the fight to go up. I didn't want to be poor anymore. I didn't want to, you know, be single. And so I had this fight. I had this drive. And if I fell and I fell back to level 2, it was fine for me. I was fine. But when you see these other people that were really always popular and pretty and starting to slip, you know, like I'm sure like Antonio Brown right now. Antonio Brown right now must be really depressed. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to him. You know, maybe the sexual allegations don't hold water. Maybe he gets back on the team. But those are the people that are the ones that are the least prepared for life. And so we have this push with our kids to be the best in sports, to be the most popular, to get the girls, get the guys, you know, get married, do all that. And I'm wondering, and maybe this is too deep, but I'm wondering if you need to teach your kids how to be a 2, how to be a 4. You know, I mean, for me, I learned so much as a kid because I knew what to do when you're poor. I think everybody should have a lesson on what to do if you're poor, okay? Because it could happen to any of us. And so, you know what to eat, you know, how to, you know, eat on a budget, you know, how to, you know, support yourself, you know, how to kind of group, you know, family together and neighbors together. But the people who have money that lose it, they're the ones that fall apart. In fact, you know, when you look at antidepressant use, more people on antidepressants are the ones who were privileged than the ones who weren't. And I think it's because our frame of reference is a little different. And so I'm not really sure how you go ahead and train your kids to be this way, you know, because it's all about, you know, our next generation and, you know, what advice can you give to people that need advice. But I would say teach them how to be a 2. Teach them how not to get dates, okay, how to be made fun of, how, you know, not to get the job, how to get fired, because that's the real population. That's us. And those are the ones that, one, are stronger, but 2, have actually more to gain and actually have more of a chance to achieve happiness than those that had everything given to us and just everything at our fingertips that start to lose it. Okay, is that too deep? Yeah, now you don't want to see the play. See the play, it's really good, it's really pretty, a lot of green lights. I love color green, really, really pretty, but that's how I look at it. And yeah, I'm not a size 2. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
you can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so California Attorney General is going to challenge Sutter Health's pricing practices as an antitrust trial begins today. Now, this is something that is very, very interesting to a lot of people in the United States, because they believe that the Northern Cal Hospital giant used market dominance to raise insurance prices. And now, you know, whenever anything progressive happens, it happens in California. And so Sutter Health, who employs I don't know how many thousands of nurses and doctors and workers will now be engaged in an antitrust trial in San Francisco as state attorneys are attempting to prove that Sutter is using its market dominance to drive up healthcare prices in Northern California. They say we're in this lawsuit to make sure no provider, including Sutter Health Systems, offers care in a way that doesn't provide the lowest and best price and the highest quality. That's according to California Attorney General Xavier Becerra. That was during a media briefing. He said the bottom line is we're alleging that Sutter Health Systems is offering care at a higher price and perhaps even undermining quality by the way it goes about doing its business. Now, of course, Sutter Health called the allegations misguided and say they would vigorously defend the healthcare giant's coordinated, patient-friendly healthcare system. They said, we're not violating antitrust laws. They said there's no evidence that we have hurt competition, as demonstrated by the fact that new hospitals continue to open and existing facilities continue to expand in markets that Sutter Health serves, such as San Francisco, Bay Area, and Greater Sacramento. And I'm not saying this in their defense, but everything's expensive in Northern Cal. So I don't really, you know, I mean, everything's expensive. Housing, I mean, are you going to go after the apartments? Are you going to go after, you know, the food? The hotels are really expensive. Are there going to be any antitrust lawsuits against hotels in San Francisco? Every time we try to go to a hotel in San Francisco, I mean, we're dropping big change. So they have 24 hospitals, more than 5,000 affiliated physicians, and they think that Sutter is a ruthless negotiator, and they demand reimbursement rates so high that it has skewed the region's healthcare costs out of proportion for the rest of the state. So you see how that works? How it works is, okay, so when I went into practice in the year 2000, I didn't know what to charge patients. So what I decided to do, because I didn't know what to charge, because it doesn't matter, you know, insurance will pay you whatever the hell they want to pay. So what I did is I mimicked my residency. Since residency took care of underserved, I'm like, whatever the residency charge is, I'll charge, because that is probably the most fair. And then my friend said, you need to negotiate with the insurance companies. And I'm like, well, how? They say they're only going to pay me $2.42 for a level 3 visit. How do I get them to change? They go negotiate. So here I was with my one little office, little neighborhood office, and I said, hi, can I get paid higher? And they were like, no. Okay, so that ended, like, before I even finished punctuating my request and putting that question mark, they already said no. So I had to take whatever crappy payment I got from the insurance company, and I never renegotiated. Now, my friends said they were able to. I don't know how, but I was just never able to negotiate. And you know what? I didn't care, because I was like, you know what? I mean, whether I get another dollar here, there, yeah. But I was like, honestly, it's, you know, I'd rather just concentrate on seeing patients and volume. And I did. And I was fine. Made a healthy living until Obamacare. But if you have multiple hospitals, an insurance company is paying you like crap, you would be an idiot to not go to the insurance company and say, oh, hell no. If a daily visit, let's say for a patient is $1,000, and you want to only pay me $100, oh, hell no, you're going to pay me $250. Or we're not going to take your insurance. And an insurance company could tell them to go, you know, fly a kite, unless the area does not have enough hospitals. If the area does not have enough hospitals or medical centers, then the insurance company's like, all right, what do you want? Once in Nevada, years ago, none of the doctors took a crappy we had an HMO plan out here in Las Vegas that was really crappy. And none of the cardiologists took it. And one cardiology company said, well, then you're going to pay what we want. And it wasn't outrageous or anything like that, but they got the contract, and everybody was happy. But that's kind of the circle of life with those things. If an insurance company is going to pay a doctor's, you know, a doctor's office or, you know, a group like crap, then why take it? And, you know, sometimes it's a game of playing chicken. when it comes to insurance companies. And, you know, I don't want to say I'm not a fan of insurance companies because we do need insurance, but I think the system is really messed up, especially for patients, because you have to sit here and spend money on an insurance company to negotiate with your doctor when you probably have better negotiating power with your doctor. And with all that extra money, you could take a negotiating class. I mean, honestly. So, for a little medical office like mine, I couldn't get anywhere. But for Sutter Health, they have the ability to not get paid $2.42. Or if they run a urine test, only getting 45 cents on that, they could probably get better money for their urine test. Now, let me or somebody look at the prices of what they are asking the insurance to pay. And I bet it's not that excessive. Now, keep in mind, a hospital is in a much different position than I am because they have to see people that don't have insurance. Well, I did too, but they get screwed out of millions of dollars a lot more than I did. So when a hospital has to take care of people in the ER, they don't have insurance, they don't pay the bills, and the collection company can't, you know, collect on those fees, that hospital needs to stay alive and stay running and pay their staff and buy the IV fluid and buy the medications and the oxygen based on whatever money they get from people who do pay or from insurance companies. So Sutter needs insurance companies to pay them well, or they can't take care of the indigent and the people that don't pay or the homeless population that gets that comes into their hospitals. So I'm a little confused why the Attorney General would be the one going after them if Sutter Health, and I don't have the numbers, takes care of so many of NoCal's homeless and indigent. So the problem is you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if you're trying to make money to cover the other price, you know, the payments that you lose, rather than somebody saying, all right, you know what, whatever you need, no. It's no, you're price fixing. Now, in the Attorney General's defense, they say healthcare costs are significantly higher in Northern California versus Southern. In a study published last year at Berkeley, they said inpatient prices were 70% higher in the North, outpatient prices were between 17% and 55% higher. They said premiums for health insurance purchased on the, quote, covered California insurance exchange, were 35% higher in the North than in the South. Well, remember, Northern California is more expensive than Southern. Study did not blame Sutter directly, but there is a concentration of ownership of hospitals in Northern California by Sutter. Between 2010 and 2016, the mean proportion of physicians who work for foundations owned by a hospital system jumped up to 39%, and Sutter owns a lot of these hospitals. So they say they have over a third of the market in Northern California. And so they can then negotiate aggressively, according to Kaiser Permanente. So here's my thing with this, okay? We, as patients, either way, we're getting run over on this two-way street, okay? We need hospitals taking care of us when we don't have money. And we have a system such that we do. If you don't have insurance, you can still go into an ER. You can't. You might not be able to go into a private ER, but you will get medical care. You will. An ambulance will pick you up. If you need, an ambulance will take you somewhere. If you're homeless, we have that healthcare system. We are running out of money. We don't have the money for that. And the money has to come from somewhere. So the money comes from those of us that pay. Which is why whenever Bernie Sanders or somebody wants to tax us more, we are already paying so much for, you know, things that we don't access, that hopefully other people can access, that, you know, I don't really understand how they're going to be able to tax us more. So we'll see what happens with this, but if the Attorney General wins, I'm wondering how hospitals are going to then address non-payment. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former Dallas police officer who fatally shot her neighbor after mistaking his apartment for her own was found guilty of murder on Tuesday. A jury reached the verdict in Amber Geiger's murder trial in just a handful of hours of deliberation. The jury is expected to return Tuesday afternoon for the punishment phase of the trial. President Trump signed a trade deal with Japan last week while in New York for the United Nations General Assembly meetings. Peter Navarro, assistant to President Trump for trade and manufacturing policy, joins Fox Business.
We were able to get the most sweeping reform of an international organization in our history. It was crickets in the media, despite the fact that those two deals alone, those two Trumpian victories, will generate billions of dollars for farmers, ranchers, workers, manufacturers.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after all, future's not so bleak. Please continue. Can we please keep going? Like the things you do.
Did you guys hear about this story? A 6-year-old got arrested because she had a temper tantrum, and an officer arrested her and has now himself been suspended. Police Chief Orlando Rolone confirmed the suspension of Officer Dennis Turner for arresting Kaya Role, who's 6 years old, and an 8-year-old in separate incidents on Thursday at the Lucius and Emma Nixon Academy Charter School. That's according to Fox 35 Orlando. And Rolone said, as a grandparent of 3 children less than 11, this is very concerning to me. Apparently, he violated policy by arresting the 2 students without obtaining the approval of the watch commander. The 8-year-old was hauled off to a juvenile assessment center and processed to a system. An officer assigned to transport Kaya to the juvenile facility returned her to the school before being processed. The officer turned around after verifying approval for the arrest had not been obtained. Now, what was her crime? She threw a temper tantrum. She was also charged with kicking a staffer. Now, her grandmother, Marilyn Kirkland, blamed the temper tantrum on her granddaughter's sleep apnea. She said, how do you do that to a 6-year-old child and because she kicked somebody? A literal mugshot of a 6-year-old girl. They said no 6-year-old child should be able to tell somebody that they had handcuffs on them and they were riding in the back of a police car and taken to a juvenile center to be fingerprinted, mugshot. That's according to grandma. Okay, so what the hell happened here? So, from what we understand, a school staff employee had grabbed her wrists, sparking her to lash out and kick her legs. Now, not sure why the employee had to grab her wrists. Again, she might have been, you know, not wanting to go somewhere or whatever. I don't know, maybe there was a drill, not sure. But the school resource officer, let me shut off my volume here. Where's my mute? Sorry, I'm trying to find my mute. There we go. No, we're not going to mute me. You guys have to hear me. So the school resource officer, Officer Dennis Turner of the Orlando Police Department, actually handcuffed her and then transported her to juvenile assessment. Now, what I don't understand is why was the police called, or the school officer, why did it get to that point that the officer had to get involved? Okay, so there's a lot of steps missing here. I'm not being in her defense, I'm not being in the officer's defense, but we're missing a bunch of steps. Apparently, you can't arrest kids under the age of 12 without permission from the watch commander, which he didn't do. So I'm fine with her going back to school and all that, but can somebody tell us what the hell happened? Apparently, an 8-year-old that day also had a separate incident. So the investigation is ongoing, but we're getting part of the story. We have 2 kids where police needed to get involved. Now, why? Now, when I went to school, when we had an unruly child, oh my God, the principal or the vice principal would have that kid by his ear, drag him to the principal's office, give them a butt chewing, call mom, call dad, kid got a whooping. Now, we don't do that anymore because we are, again, and I agree. Oh man, I used to get spanked at school. Okay, we don't do that anymore. And I'm for that. But I don't ever remember, and I went to 12 schools, police needing to come on campus to arrest. And so the first thing I think of, and again, forgive me if I'm wrong, is do schools not know how to handle unruly children? Or do they know how to, but they are so scared to death of being sued and being vilified or getting, you know, losing their job, that they go, you know what, I'm not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole and just get the authorities. You know, we look back at what happened with that Starbucks, where there were 2 gentlemen who did an order, and then one needed to use the bathroom, and the manager said, sorry, the bathroom's only for paying customers. Would you like to order something? The person didn't want to order. They were sitting there. You know, manager got nervous, so she called the police. Starbucks had one of the biggest PR disasters because the police came to talk to these 2 gentlemen that were sitting in the store. But if the manager doesn't know what to do with 2 people that aren't ordering and won't leave, what else was she supposed to do? And I'm wondering if this is what's happening with the school. I'm wondering if what's happening is when a principal or vice principal tries to restrain a child who's throwing a temper tantrum, they are so scared to death of doing something wrong that they're like, to heck with that, I'm going to get the police. So then the police come, and they're like, all right, we got an unruly child that's kicking, that's whatever, we need to restrain her, but we need to restrain her without, again, you know, you can't be using zip ties, you can't be using duct tape, all right, that's cruel. So how else do you restrain a kid? And my guess is, and I mean, again, I'm not saying this is what's supposed to happen, but I'm trying to follow why something, because you look at this, it's so ludicrous. Why the hell would anybody handcuff a six-year-old? But my guess is, nobody knows what the hell to do without there being a PR disaster or a lawsuit. And this is what I keep barking about, is you can't vilify all these companies, and you can't, you know, do PR smears of any of these, you know, organizations or schools when they're trying to do the best they can, but then not tell them what they should do. Now, how did Starbucks handle it? Starbucks is like, you know what, just let anybody use the bathroom, let anybody come in, even if they're not paying. Just fine. Just be open. Whatever. So that's how they handled it. They were like, okay, you know what? Just hands off policy. Just fine. Anybody that needs to just sit and use the internet, fine. I'm not sure what the schools were told to do. Remember there was a police officer, there was a principal, who had to restrain a kid who was like tearing down bookshelves. So he restrained him to a chair and got in trouble. So, you know, what is the how are you supposed to restrain a kid? So the advice we gave a couple years ago, and I guess the school was given, is if a child is unruly like that, you call the authorities. So you have the authorities, or you have an officer on campus, and now the officer does wrong. So I guess what he did wrong was he was supposed to, before he put handcuffs on her, or before took her, you know, was supposed to get permission. And he didn't, so he got suspended. But, you know, children throw temper tantrums all the time. In fact, some of the smartest ones do. I mean, you know, when you're mad, and I used to throw temper tantrums all the time. I got mad. Ooh, I was so mad at my parents. It turns out I was right about a lot of things, right? I was like, no, I don't want to go there. No, I don't want to eat that. No, I don't want to do this. No, I don't want to do it. Don't make me do it. And I was frustrated because I was at a little three-year-old's body. I threw temper tantrums all the time when I was three. I still throw temper tantrums. Even in my 29-year-old body. I throw temper tantrums all the time. All right? That's just our prerogative. But what we need to do as a society is when we tell companies or institutions to not do something, you need to give them what to do. Same thing with kids. Whenever you discipline kids, you don't say, bad boy, don't touch that. You have to tell them what they can touch. Right? No, don't touch that, touch this. You got to give them a positive, not always a negative. Because, you know, kids and stuff, they don't understand just negative. You need to tell them what to do. 1-877-DR-LA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
How about guys? We
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So two more deaths have been reported now from the rare mosquito-borne virus, the Eastern Equine Encephalitis, EEE. So we're up to 9 so far this year. And again, the EEE deaths aren't making, it's EEE, three E's. It's not making the same headlines as the vaping deaths, you know, even though we have one more than the vaping deaths. And this is kind of scary, too. James Longworth, 78 years old in Massachusetts, died of the viral infection, as did Patricia Shaw, 77 years old, a Connecticut resident. And, you know, these are northern states. That's not, you know, the more tropical, subtropical, mosquito-laden areas. Massachusetts is high up there, so is Connecticut. A typical year sees just 5 to 10 cases of EEE in the U.S., but 2019 has been kind of exceptional. They have as many deaths as expected cases, dozens of patients, affected in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Michigan. Now, they say warmer temperatures and the movement of more people into previously uninhabited swampy areas have driven up cases. It is a very rare disease, but it could kill 30% of people who get it. They say although anyone can potentially contract the disease bitten by a mosquito with the virus, it is most likely to turn life-threatening for older people, which means some of us may have it if somebody, like, bites you, if like, a mosquito bites you. Remember we talked about that suck-blow mechanism where a mosquito blows a little anesthetic into you? Will then feed and then leave, and so it could actually, when it lands on somebody else, inject the disease into you. That's how people get mosquito-borne diseases. You now, if you carry it in your blood, even if you don't get sick, a mosquito can land on you and then transmit it. Now, young children, those with weakened immune systems are more vulnerable. But Shaw was the first person to die in Connecticut and the second case overall in the state. Her community, of course, was, you know, just blown away. Nobody had died of EEE in the state since 2013. And the mosquitoes usually proliferate in, like, swampy Florida. They thrive in warm, swampy areas where you got standing water. Nice, fertile breeding ground. That's where all those mosquitoes like to hang out. And apparently these mosquitoes will bite birds that spend their winters there. And then they migrate back to New England, where native mosquitoes bite them, contract the virus, and then bite humans. So, you see, it thrives in a swampy, more warm area, but birds go south for the winter. Then they go back up to the, you know, northeast when it's warm in the northeast, so they don't have to flee the cold. But now they have the virus, so when a mosquito lands on a bird, kind of crazy, because, you know, birds fly around. I can't catch a bird if I wanted to, but a mosquito can. The mosquito that's up there in the colder region gets infected from these birds that came back up from the south. Make sense? So, they say it's not that there are more mosquitoes. As property becomes more scarce, people move to previously uninhabited areas, and that's where there are more swampy areas and where more of the birds and nature go. It's called the upland swamp areas, like parts of Massachusetts. There's a lot more development in those areas, and people are living closer to the wilder areas. So, you might live, you know, in Florida. Florida has a lot of beautiful, you know, nature conservancies, they say. But there's a lot of EEE and there's a lot of mosquitoes there. So, you know, I like living in more nature and seeing more trees. Unfortunately, that's where more bad stuff could happen. So the affected states have been spraying insecticide. They've been warning residents to wear DEET insect repellent. Watch for signs and symptoms of the infection, which are, if you have EEE, you're going to feel like the flu. High fever, headache, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, usually appearing between 4 and 10 days after being bitten by an infected mosquito. And then you could get loss of appetite, diarrhea, neck stiffness, and then unfortunately why people are dying is they start getting brain swelling. And there's not really a lot you could do, because once you get that encephalitis, that brain swelling, you really can't there, you know, all you could do is like supportive measures where you try to decrease the swelling, you know, fluids, oxygenate the brain as much as you can. But once it goes to encephalitis, a third of patients die. Same thing with West Nile. A lot of the West Nile cases, that unfortunately, once it gets that far. So earlier this month, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey of Massachusetts pled with the National Institutes of Health to share any research they have on similar viruses in the hopes that they can provide clues to possible EEE treatments. All right, scary, scary stuff. Speaking of, you know, treatments and all that, there's been a lot of talk about the cure for the common cold. Now, did you guys hear about this? Okay, so scientists, you know, have been kind of, you know, doing the dance because they think they found a cure to the common cold. And I think that's, you know, fascinating. I'm really, really excited for them. I want everyone to slow their roll. I don't think we're there yet. But basically, what's going on with that is they found a protein on a host cell. And so what that means is when a virus decides to infect something, it has to find a cell to latch onto. And so what, rather than trying to break down the virus, what they're doing is trying to change the way the cell is that the common cold would jump on and attack. Now, so they found a common protein. I believe the protein is called SETD3. And they found that these enteroviruses, which are common for cold, could not be replicated without that one host protein. And what the researchers did is they engineered mice to be without that protein. And they found that the mice grew healthy into adulthood and were impermeable to infection by two enteroviruses, which could cause colds, as well as paralytic and fatal encephalitis. Remember the acute flaccid paralysis that we've seen in multiple cases? We aren't hearing a lot about that in the news, but trust me, it's still out there, where these kids seem to have a cold and they wake up paralyzed, very similar to polio. Those are enteroviruses. And so we would sure as heck love to figure out how to block something like that. But the problem with this is the viruses, whether they're rhinoviruses, which is a type of enterovirus, that's not what's getting affected or attacked by the science. It's the person's cells, which means we almost have to genetically engineer humans again. Or what they say, because there's no, I mean, I'm not going to take anything to genetically engineer my host cells. I want this protein. In fact, they say that some of these mice that didn't have that host protein had trouble giving birth. Okay, we need to be able to give birth. So apparently it also affected muscle contraction. You know, in the body, when you have a protein or you have an element, it doesn't necessarily just do one particular job. A lot of times it has a role in millions of jobs, so you got to be really, really careful. But what they think this research could do is one day allow scientists to develop a drug with broad antiviral activity against all enteroviruses. And again, that acute flaccid myelitis, that polio-like illness is scaring the hell out of us. So if we could figure out a way to, you know, prevent that, that's great. So it's not all about the cold, because people say, Dr. Dahlia, it's a cold. Who gives a crap about a cold? Well, colds can still kill. What if you have asthma or COPD or you're vulnerable? A cold can put you at risk for secondary infections, you know, like pneumonia, like, you know, sinusitis. So, you know, when everybody goes, what's a cold, or spend a lot of time in research on a common cold, that's not that they're doing this research on a cold. They're doing it on an enterovirus class. And the enterovirus class can be a very, very scary one, as we all know. Yeah. Rhinovirus is part of it. Coronavirus, these viruses that fall under them are, you know, then hopefully able to be attacked as well. But this isn't about the cold. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. You know, this SETD3 protein. That's now the big star of the show. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.